My soul in sad exiles on my sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I answered, the
Jesus, many will need.
Jesus will stand.
Jesus said, "Tarry, sir, morning, no, I'm not your morning. Many will need this to trumpets will stand. All of it is Jesus from us. Righteous me, that's God, going where no one dies, heavenward bend. Troubles will send me, are happy forevermore. When we meet on the shore, free from all care. Rising up in the sky, telling the world goodbye. Homeward within the fly, glory to share. Jesus said, good morning, sir. Morning or night, morning. Many will meet there too. Trumpets will sound. All of the nations shall rise. Righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies, heavenward bound.
I want to thank the Lord for being here tonight. I do have a burden upon our hearts. I do desire your prayers that the Lord will help us. I want to turn to Revelation. First chapter of Revelation. I'm going to read the 18th verse of the first chapter of Revelation, the 18th verse. You pray for us. We truly need God to help us out here tonight. It said here in the 18th verse, it says, "I am he that liveth." Now let's talk about Jesus. "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." Amen. "And have the keys of hell and of death." I appreciate this scripture, and I want to stress that he's alive. Amen. Jesus is alive. He's not dead. I'm glad for that. I'm glad that Jesus, he's the head of the church. If he was dead, he wouldn't be head of the church. But I want to say here tonight, let us get it in our minds. He's alive. Amen. He's alive and well. Yes. And I thought about how that I want to turn to Luke, the 24th chapter of Luke. You pray for us. We surely need the Lord to help us out. We surely need the Lord to bless us tonight. But it said in the 24th chapter of Luke, this was when they came to the tomb, and he said, "And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why do you seek the living? He's alive. Brother, today he is alive. I want to stress that. Why do we seek? You know, a lot of people, I thought about how that they see Jesus in a manger. Brother, he's not in a manger. He also, people, they see that Jesus, he was crucified. Brother, he was crucified. But I want to say here tonight, that grave could not hold him. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a blessing to think about that Jesus is risen? Brother, he's got all power. He is able to deliver to the uttermost. You know, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I thought about the blood of Jesus. He had to have a sacrifice. He had to sacrifice. God always wanted a sacrifice. So Jesus, he had to die. That's one thing that he had to do. He had to die. But thank the Lord, death had no power over him. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a blessing to think about? That Jesus, oh my Jesus, Brother Purvis, he's alive. He's very much alive. And he's got power. Oh, listen today. If we come and seek the Lord and call upon the Lord, brother, he is able to deliver to the uttermost. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a blessing to realize, oh, I am serving a living God. I'm not serving a dead God. Brother James, I'm serving a living God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a blessing thing to realize and to know that we have someone that we can depend on. Someone that is able to help us in this life. Someone that is able to give us power. Someone that is able to give us the love of God in our hearts and able to have victory over the world and over sin and over the devil and over everything that's unlike God. Brother, we've got power. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Why? Because he's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. I want to turn to John, the first chapter. Lord, help us today. You know, I've got a burden. I'm concerned about the Lord and the work of the Lord. And listen to what he said. He says, in him, Christ, the one that's alive, in him, may the Lord help us, was life. Brother, we can have eternal life. Brother, we can have, we can live holy. We can live righteous. We can live godly right here in this old world, this cruel world. It seems like there's sin abounding on every side. Brother, we can have power with God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That's a wonderful thing to realize that we can have power. But it said in him, in Christ, was life. And the life was the light of men. The Lord is able to give us light. It said, ye are the light of the world. It's because that Jesus rose up from the grave and the dead didn't have no power over him and he'll give us a power. He'll give us victory. He'll give us everything that we need. But brother, I want to say today, he's alive. Lord, help us today. He's alive. I want you to get that in your mind.
He's alive. He's alive, brother. He's able to help us. You know, if he wasn't alive, he couldn't help us. But he's alive. He has all, it says, he has all power. All power. Not just a little bit, but all power. He's able to raise the dead. Well, I was spiritually dead. He raised me up. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord today. God is able to help us, and the Lord is able to bless us in every need. But I want to say here tonight that Jesus is alive. He's very much alive. And it said here, oh, may the Lord help us today. I want to turn to John, the 17th chapter of John. Oh, may the Lord stir our hearts tonight. Brother, listen, this is a wonderful way. This is the way I seem like I wasn't brought up. I was sort of like Paul. He said, I was born out of due season, and I didn't know the saints. I didn't know that people can live holy and righteous and godly in this world. I didn't know that, Brother James. But you know, God is able to help us. The Lord is able to bless us. But I pray today we're going to have to believe in Him. In Christ. Believe in Him. You know, a lot of people I thought about, and you know, this bothered me, and over there at Norman, and you know, they say, well, I believe in God, but I don't know about Christ. But brother, listen, it's through Christ that we're delivered. We're delivered from sin. Oh, may God help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. It's a wonderful thing to know that that Jesus is able to help us, and Jesus is able to bless us. And in the 17th chapter of St. John, it says, as thou hast given him power. Oh, may the Lord help us. He's got power. Jesus, I'm talking about Jesus. He's not in the grave. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for you and I today. Oh, may the Lord help us today. It's in Him. And thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given Him. Oh, listen today. We need eternal life. And it said, and this is life eternal. Listen to what this said. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. God has sent Jesus down here to be the sacrifice for the whole world. And he had to die. But brother, the grave could not, as he said, as I read before, why seek ye the dead among the living? Or the living among the dead. Well, thank you. He's not dead. Amen. I want to stress that. He's not dead, brother. God is well. He's alive. And I thought about how that he is able to deliver. God, Christ, is able to deliver to the uttermost. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a beautiful picture? I thought about that. You know, before I got saved, I didn't think nobody could live free from sin. I didn't realize that. I didn't know that, Brother Michael. I didn't know that people could just live free from sin. You know, my daddy was a Baptist, and my mother was a Methodist. That was a sort of a mixture, wasn't it? And I didn't know, I didn't really know the right way to go. But God started dealing with me. And the Lord brought me down and left me for dead. Brother, I'm alive too. I'm alive, very much alive. And give me victory over the devil and over the world and over sin. Brother, listen. We need to believe in this Christ that is alive. Believe Christ that is able to help us in this life. Oh, may the Lord help us today. It's a wonderful thing. It is really a wonderful thing to realize that Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father. He is making intercession for you and I today, that we might be saved, that we might keep saved, that we might have power over the devil. We might have power over the world. We might have power over ourselves. Brother, we need to have power in our life to live this holy and righteous and godly life right here where sin abounding on every side. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Brother, He's alive. He's very much alive. He can help us. All we need to do, it said, believe on the Lord Jesus and thou shalt. It didn't say that it might. It said thou shalt be saved. Yes. Brother, today, if we call upon God, call upon Christ, and He is able, He's well able, yes, to deliver us and to give us this peace. Oh, you're talking about Brother Purvis, wonderful peace. Great peace. In their scripture said, great peace have they that love the law. And what does it say? Nothing. Oh, isn't that a wonderful thing? Brother, today, listen. All hell cannot overthrow the power of genuine salvation. Brother, people today, you know, they wonder about this and wonder about that. But I want to say today, you know, another scripture said, believe in God, believe also in me. Believe also in Jesus. Brother, we need to believe in Jesus. He's the Savior of the world. His blood, His sacrifice has really delivered us from sin. That's right. Lord, help us today. And He is able to help us with all, I'm talking about all of our problems, all of our burdens, everything that's unlike God. He's able to give us victory and peace right here. Oh, may God help us today. Oh, may the Lord stir our hearts today. May the Lord, you know, I thought about, I don't know, we're going to face something. I feel like we're going to face something. Brother, we really need to get a hold of Christ or Jesus. Get a hold of Him and hold on to Him. You know, I thought about, I love that story. You know where Jacob? Oh, Jacob, he wrestled with the angel. He wrestled with him. Oh, he was in trouble. But you know, he wrestled with the angel, and the angel said, let me go. He said, I'm not going to do it. That's right. I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to hold on to you until you give me a real blessing in my soul. A real blessing. Isn't that wonderful? You know, we all love blessings, don't we? He'll give us this blessing. Oh, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. to realize that Jesus is able to help you. Jesus is able to bless you. I want to turn to the 11th chapter of St. John. And I want to start at the 25th verse. And Jesus said unto her, now listen to what he said. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. It said, and the life. I am the lever of resurrection, and I'm life, eternal life. We can have eternal life right here. Not on other age. You know, people that say, we die and we get the victory and we go to heaven. Well, that's wrong. That's right. We're going to have to be delivered from sin right here. This is the dressing room. This is the place where we need to call upon God. This is a place to where we need to really get victory and peace and satisfaction in our own soul. Yes. You know, I thought about people. I'm not going to look at different ones. I'm going to look within myself. I'm going to get something sure in my own life that I can have power and I can have victory over all the evils that's in the world today. That I might triumph over death, hell, and the grave. Brother, listen. It's a wonderful thing to live for God. It's a wonderful, it's not hard. People today, oh, it's hard. I thought about Jesus. They told Jesus, they said, this is a hard thing. It's not hard. Oh, it's not a hard thing. Jesus loves every soul. Jesus, he don't say, well, this and that and everyone, but he wants us to believe in him. Yes. Really, he does. Yes. But I thought about how that, you know, a lot of people, you know, they see him in a manger. I guess that's all right. And then they talk about him crucified. Well, he was crucified. But I want to say here today, he's alive. Brother Bobby, he's alive. He's able to help every one of us. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing. May the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. We really need to call upon God. He loves us. It said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, in Jesus, believe in Jesus, we're going to have that peace. We're going to have that satisfaction. We're going to have that contentment. Right in our soul. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me. It said, he that believeth in me. It didn't say believe in God. I know we need to believe in God. But he said believe in me. That's the scripture, isn't it? That's what he was saying. Believe in me. Jesus. Lord, help us today. It's in here, Lord. It's he that believeth in me, though he were dead. It was talking about dead in sin. We all at one time were dead in sin. But he said, he that believeth on me, though he were dead in sin, yet shall he live. Oh, thank the Lord. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I've talked about the soul. Living in heaven. Living with Jesus. May the Lord help us today. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, you know, you know, the devil tried to hide this from me for a long time, Brother Purvis. Oh, you can't live it. You know, that's the devil. He said, you can't live this. You can't do right. You can't live holy and righteous and godly. That's the devil. Yes. But Jesus, what does he tell us? He said, come unto me. Yes. Call on me. Ask me to give you peace. Ask me to give you victory. That's Jesus. Lord, help us today. He's alive. I want to stress this. You know, the world, they might not believe in Jesus, but there is a Jesus, and He's alive. He's got power. He's able to deliver to the uttermost. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. That's right. Believe in Him. Call upon Him. You know, I know, we're living in perilous times. Difficult times. When the enemy is just trying to deceive and trying to lead away from God every soul that he can. But thank the Lord, you know, I got to where that I wanted to live for God. Like I said, I didn't know of any saints or any people that lived holy. And I was praying. I wasn't even saved. I wanted to be delivered. I wanted to be with the saints of God. I wanted to have victory. I wanted to have peace and satisfaction. And finally, I met someone that knew the saints. You know, today I thought about if we have a desire. I thought about David. David said, one thing have I desired. And that I'm going to seek after that. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to ask the Lord, Lord, help me. I'm going to have, Lord, if I need faith, give me faith. Lord, whatever I need, Lord, I want you to give it to me so I can be happy, so I can be glad, so I can have some power. Lord, help us today. You know, oh, may the Lord help us today. It's a wonderful thing. Young people, if you're not saved, you're missing something. That's right. And I thought about how that the enemy, oh, he'll come in and he'll say, well, you'll have to give up this, and you'll have to give up that, and all of these things. Everything you give up is not good for you. It'll hinder you. It'll bind you. It'll cause you to be lost at the end of life journey. But I believe. What did they say one time? Help my unbelief. You know, I thought about it. I've heard people tell me, Brother Gordon, well, you got faith. Well, you know what I tell them? I need more faith. That's right. I need more faith. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven real bad. And I'm working on this man. I'm not going to work on anybody else. I'm working on this man. Because I want to go to heaven. I want to see Jesus. If it's any possibility, I want to see Jesus. And if I could, I don't know how it's going to be. But if I could just humble myself and, oh, Jesus, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you died on the cross. I'm so glad that you rose up from the dead. I'm so glad, Lord, that you gave me victory and peace and satisfaction over the world, over sin, over evil, everything that's not like God. You gave me victory. Amen. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Yes. Brother, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, Brother John. You know, Lord help us today. He's alive. He's very much alive. And He's able to help us. And He's able to bless us in every need. But I want to say here today, seek the Lord. Call upon Him. He's alive. You know, sometimes I just get down and sometimes I get along with God. Lord, you know my need. You know my burden. You know my problem. I'm just going to cast them all on you. I'm going to cast them on you, Lord. Lord, help us today. I believe in God. I believe in Christ. I believe we can live holy. I believe we can live righteous. We can live godly right here. That's right. Right here. Not some other age, but right here where sin abounding on every side, we can have victory in our soul. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a blessing? It really is a blessing. Lord, help us today. He's alive. He's very much alive, Brother John. He's able to help us out. Whatever your need is, He can supply everything. But we need to seek Him with our whole heart. We need to call upon Him from the depths of our heart and ask the Lord, Lord, you know my weakness. You know what I need. I want you, Lord, to help us and bless us and deliver us that we can live holy. You know, people, they say, oh, you can't live holy. You can live holy. You can live righteous. Amen. You can be right. The world can look upon you and see the Spirit of Christ in your heart. Yes. Amen. That's right. Lord, help us today. He's alive. He's able to help us. He's able to bless us. Oh, listen to what it says here. I want to read the 14th chapter of St. John. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Maybe people are seeing that. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. The way is through Christ. Through Jesus. Amen. He said, I am the way. And what else did he say? The truth. You know, everybody say, I want to know the truth. Well, Jesus is truth. I am the way, I'm the truth. Oh, thank the Lord today. And life. Amen. Eternal life. That's what he is. That's Jesus. He's alive. He's not dead. We're not serving a dead God. Amen. But we're serving a alive. He's alive. Yes. He's able to work out problems. He's able to work out burdens. He's able to work out things that maybe you might not think that you can work out. He can work them out for you. That's right. Lord, help us today. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, you know, when I was out in sin, sin was pretty heavy. Heavy on my life. But you know the Lord, He spoke to me one time and He says, "Son, give me your heart. Just give me your heart." Yeah. Well, I thought, well, that's not hard. Lord, you can have it. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it willingly. Lord, help us today. I gave my heart to the Lord. It's His. It's not mine. It's His. Lord, you take this heart. You mold it. I thought about people today. You know, they talk about blessed are the pure. Well, you know, a lot of times they say, well, how can you be perfect? You know, when we are saved, when we get all of our sins out of our life, we're perfect. That's right. But as we go along through life, we was in the flesh, and no doubt that there's things that the Lord will try as you go through life to purge out everything that's wrong. Lord, help us today. I thought about, when I was saved, when I got saved, I was perfect to all that I know and understood. You know? Well, the Lord revealed sanctification to my heart. Well, then when I got sanctified, I was perfect. That's right. And as you go through life, you're going to have things. I thought about, I believe it was Paul said, he said, "I die daily." Yeah. What does that mean? Everything that comes up in our life that's wrong, we're going to have to crucify that. Right. We're going to have to lay that thing aside. Amen. We're going to have to, measure up. And when we measure up on what God reveals to our heart, we still remain perfect. See? Lord, help us. Help us today. I'm still working on me. No doubt if there's anything in my life, the Lord knows it. But He's going to deal with my soul. And as soon as I deal with, He deals with my soul, then I'm going to have to humble myself and have some power to cast that aside. Then I'll be perfect. Brother, listen today. This is an hard. It's easy. You know, there's things the Lord has revealed to us that I'm going to have to crucify. And I've been saved a few years. 1961. How many years has that been? Quite a 48. But the Lord is still working on this man. Amen. That's right. I believe the Lord is going to work on this man until I die. Yes. But it's up to you and I. It's up to me. When God's showing me something, it's up to me to make a move. Yes. It's up to me to Lord, give me grace. Give me strength. Give me comfort. Help me to overthrow. Yeah. Lord, help us today. Amen. You know, this is a wonderful life. Oh, Lord. Brother James, this is the best life I've ever lived. Why? Sin is horrible. That's right. Sin is bad. And the devil, he'll tell you, oh, that ain't nothing. You can do this and you can do that and it's all right. Lord, help us. Help us. That when God reveals and shows something to us, be willing to measure up. Be willing to lay it aside. Be willing to cast everything. Lord, you know, if it's really hard, the Lord will step right in. He'll do it. He'll step right in and He'll give you grace. He'll give you strength. He'll give you wisdom and understanding. He'll give you everything you need to meet that condition. Amen. Lord, help us today. You know, it's a wonderful thing. Amen. God has helped us. I'm not boasting. I think someone said I was saved about, 48 years. You know, I remember, I've told this before, but I remember my wife, you know. I just got saved. Maybe I've been saved about 2 or 3 years or so. And my wife and I, we got together and she said she was saved, 19 years. And I thought, 19 years. What a long time. You know that? 19 years, a long time. And I thought to myself, well now, if she could live it 19 years, I can live it too. That's right. I can live it too. And I had a real determination in my heart. A real desire in my heart to live for God. And I started searching myself. No one else. I'm searching myself. Lord, I want everything out. I don't want anything to hinder me. I want your approval on my life. I want you to say, well done, thou faithful servant. You've been faithful. You've been true. All these years, come thou faithful servant. I want the Lord, Brother Purvis, to say that. Yes. Come thou servant, come thou, enter ye in to the wonderful heaven. Yes. Enter in. Oh Lord, help us today. Yes. You know, He's alive. I'm keep telling you. I want the people to realize and get a hold of this, that He is alive. Lord, help us today. He's alive. He's not in the grave. He's not in the manger. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Yeah, that's where He's at. He's alive. Sitting at the right hand of the Father. What's He doing up there? Making intercession. Oh, He loves every heart. He loves everyone. He's making intercession. You know, I thought about that parable. You know where He says, cut him off. Well, Jesus said, Lord, let me dig about him. You know, Lord digged about me a lot of times. Lord, let me dig about him. Yes. Let me work with him. Lord, help us today. And then if you don't do that, I'll cut him off. You know, I thought about Jesus. He died. He died for every one of us. He suffered a real severe death. He suffered. That you and I can believe on Him. That you and I would hold on to Him. That you and I will press. You know, Paul also said, I press toward the mark. Yeah. Every one of us has a mark to go to. I press toward the mark of the high calling. We're going to have a press. And I thought about, you know, a lot of time people, they say, well, pressing is pretty hard. Well, I really don't think it is. If we have a desire, if we have a hunger and thirsting for the truth, I don't believe it's hard. I've had trials. I can verify that by my wife because she lives with me. She knows all about me. I had trials. I had people come against us. I had everything. Seemed like that a man and one brother said, and I'm not boasting or anything, said if a lot of people went through with what you went through with, they'll backslide. I had a desire. I had a hungering and thirsting to live for God. I had this. I just got it in my mind. I'm not going to let anything hinder me. I'm not going to, they might treat me mean and all this, but I'm going to love them. But it takes some power. That's right. I'm going to love them. I'm not going to let the enemy take advantage of my soul. Because this is a serious thing. Yes. Yes. We need to watch out for our own soul. Yes. We need to examine myself. You know, I thought about, I've heard people say, well, Brother Gordon, so-and-so is doing this. I remember one time, I believe it was, and well, I was sort of, I guess I was sort of a little disappointed. But a brother, well, he was our pastor, and he said something that I don't know. It just didn't sound right. And I don't believe that he could back it up by the truth. But I went to my knees. I said, Lord, I want you to give me courage. I want you to give me grace. I want you to help me to overthrow all the wrong and sin and evil that's in the world today. And you know, the Lord gave me peace. He gave me peace. He gave me satisfaction. He gave me contentment. Oh, you know, it's a wonderful thing to serve the Lord. He's alive. He's able. He's very much able to help you with every problem. There's not a problem. There's not a problem in this world that he can't handle. He can handle it. That's right. Jesus, I'm talking about Jesus now, can handle every problem that you have. So, it said, seek the Lord. You know, that's a wonderful thing. Isn't that a wonderful thing to seek the Lord? Yes. Isn't that a wonderful thing to just love the Lord with all your heart? Put everything in it. May the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today to realize and to recognize that God is a wonderful God. Amen. And that He is able to help us in every circumstance. And I want to say this. You know, He's able, the enemy is able to get you in bondage or get you all mixed up. And you don't know which way to turn or which way to go. But if we call upon Jesus, we need to call upon Jesus. If we call upon Jesus and say, Jesus, you know my circumstance. You know my problem. You know all about this. Now I want you to help me. He'll help you. That's right. He'll help you out. But you know, a lot of people today, they say, well, I got a habit and I can't break it. And I know that you can't break it. But I know one that can break it. And that's Jesus. He's able to break every band. Everything that is not right, He can break that band. He can give you that peace, that wonderful peace that will pass all understanding. He'll give you whatever you need, but call upon Him. Ask the Lord. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. You know, I appreciate the Lord tonight. Because the Lord has helped us in every need. Every circumstance.
Over here in the third chapter of Colossians and the fourth verse, when Christ, it said to, when Christ, who is our life. Lord help us today. He's our life. Shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Oh, isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a blessed thing? Don't you want to live for the Lord? Don't you want to humble yourself? Don't you want to plead mercy and goodness right here? He's alive, very much alive, and able to help you. I pray today. I pray the Lord to help us, everyone. It said to draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. He'll do that. But we're going to have a desire. And we're going to have to realize, Jesus, I know you can help me. Jesus, I know you can deliver my soul. Jesus, I know. All you have to do is just speak the word. All you have to do is just say, be free. You're free. Isn't that wonderful? This is real. This is something that I thought about how that, oh, may the Lord help us today. Believe in Jesus. Believe that He can help you. Believe that He can deliver you from every evil, every sin, everything that's unlike God. May the Lord help us tonight. Amen. Oh.